Well, hello again. It's Time with T, and I am T with a little tea in my cup. Guys, come on in. Let's get our numbers out there. You can reach us at 1-800-799-7233. That's 1-800-799-7233. That's for any domestic violence, any concerns, or if you yourself have an issue. Now, you can call us at 919-768-2486, and that's our hotline for questions and answers or any ideas you may have for the podcast. You guys can call us anytime with questions and also ideas. So, again, 1-800-799-7233 for any domestic violence and 919-768-2486 for any questions. All right, guys. Now, today's topic is going to be a retro topic. Not really retro, but I've been waiting to get all the facts in before I discuss this, and they're still under investigation, but we're going to talk about the death of Shanquilla Robinson, the 25-year-old that had a business. She was a very successful content creator on social media. She had a great following, and she did a lot of things for the community. She's actually from the Queen City of Charlotte and that area, and she was doing great things with her life in the short span she lived. So, by her being from Carolina area, North Carolina area, I think it's great that we have this discussion because it's so close. Sometimes when you can relate to a person being from your town or area, it can send the message home. I want to talk about relationships as we always do in some form or another, because as I have the point of view that relationships are all the same. Yes, they're different in the title sometimes, but the basic structure of a relationship should be about trust, respect, loyalty, and dedication. On the flip side, there should be consistency, honesty, forthcoming, and all, you know, people involved should be able to self-assess and say, well, you know, not only do I see your issues, but I'm going to focus on my issues that I know that I have. I'm able to see my issues as well. So, and I'm going to speak with, you know, you in a respectful way, and I'm going to listen, actively listen to what you're saying, and do that so in a way that I am more interested in listening than speaking and responding. So I'm going to take my time with it. Okay, so today again, Shanquilla Robinson, successful social media content creator. Her and four friends, they all go to a villa in Mexico. It's called the Villa Linda 32. And it was an Airbnb sort of setup, where a little cottage where they were able to have a private area of water and different things, versus being in a hotel. Well, the thing about it is, I want to start with the word friend. So, was she with friends? Well, no, of course not, because she wasn't kept safe. She wasn't considered in the best human light. And, you know, humanity goes a long way. If people are against you one way, they're usually against you in all ways. So sometimes if someone is envious of you, just in the simplest form, it goes back to the old adages of Cain killed Abel because he couldn't wait his turn. You know, God was blessing Abel, and, you know, he was going to bless Cain. But Cain was upset because, you know, he didn't get his blessing, and he killed Abel. So sometimes when you're with people who get their blessings before you, you got to be humble about it. I mean, of course you're anxious. Of course you want things. But why would you want that person's blessings? Or why would you want them not to have their blessing because yours hasn't come in? Or, you know, any of these things doesn't make sense to me. And if we're friends and you're blessed, we're blessed together. Because that means the blessings are in the neighborhood and God has already started to level us up. You know, that green-eyed monster of envy is what happens to a lot of people. But we're going to get off that topic for now. We want to talk about how we're vetting our friends. So what does the word friend mean to you? Obviously, she didn't have those. They are people who consider you, people who are patient with you. And again, those other things that I listed of, you know, being loyal and trustworthy and dedicated and consistent, honest and forthcoming. Now, the thing about it with me was, it seems like they kind of conjured up a thing, you know, where she was beginning to be too much for them. Either she was moving too fast and making too much money, having too much success, or she could have been a person that was braggadocious. I don't know. I don't know the whole story. I'm still listening. They're still doing investigations and they're still, you know, reporting back, but you never get the whole story. But I do know that there was no need to kill this young lady who was doing so much for the community and children. And, you know, she was disrespected and she was violated and killed ultimately. So yeah, I'm definitely gonna say that they were not friends. That's just who she thought they were. She was left there. They didn't even try to make arrangements to get her home. They are now looking at extraditing it's going to be difficult because, you know, to extradite a U.S. citizen back to Mexico for trial. But they may actually be doing that for two of those friends of the four. And, you know, Shanquilla was beaten and her spinal cord was severed. It's a lot to take in. But again, like I said, I waited on this case because initially they were calling the case a femicide, which meant that she was targeted as being a female, you know, traveling female. You know, this happens a lot. I don't think people talk about it enough. Everybody's willing to jump on a plane and go alone or even with fake friends and people that they don't know as well as they think they know, to other countries. And all this traveling is fun. Of course it is. But the downside is you're in a strange country. And put it, you know, strange to you. Not so familiar. And you're in a surrounded by people you don't know. And that's simple as that. You know, I can have new neighbors and I don't know them. And they could be weird. So, and by weird, I mean dangerous. I don't care about weird. I'm weird. But, yeah, you know, and then you have these people who are out here specifically looking for women to get their organs, to sex traffic them, to just rape, rob, and manipulate, whatever they can do. I mean, some of them take it as far as marrying them, and they marry several women, and, you know, but it's a lot. And so femicide is a thing. So that's why I want to definitely hashtag that in this particular episode so that it could be pulled up. Because I want people to be able to go back to this and say, wow, you know, femicide is a thing. I'm traveling. I could be trafficked. I could be, you know, I don't want you to be afraid to travel. I want you to be cautious about traveling. I want you to be safe. So, with all that being said, what we're doing here today is try to do a compilation of things that actually went on. Shanquilla was 25, a Black American female from Charlotte area, traveling with friends. Best friend was a male. Not sure if he was gay, straight, or whatever. Like I said, doesn't matter. But he was male. And everybody else was female. Now, they were all together, but Shanquilla seemed to always be the extra wheel. You know, and I think it was five of them, so that makes sense. So when you have a car, you have four wheels. She was the extra wheel. And she was never in on the conversations directly. It seems like she would always walk in and they were talking. Or she would be sleeping and they're recording her and talking about her. So obviously to me, as an empath and intuitive person, I feel like there was animosity about her, either for her success or for her cockiness about her success, maybe, or perhaps just envy in general. Or just, they were just, I call thugs that just wanted to rob her of what she had, and you have it, it's accessible, and I'm gonna take it. Either way, she was betrayed and she was killed, and that's the ultimate price to pay for your mistakes when you are out there just living life and trying to have a casual life around people you feel safe around, and then you lose everything. Shanquilla was an example of someone who thought they knew the people around them. I've been that person. We've all been that person, technically. You just don't necessarily, you know, you didn't die, you didn't, you know, but we've all been fooled by people. But the main thing, what we want to do today is just to say, be careful when you're out there, you know, traveling, be it the people that you're with or the people that you're, in this, you know, the country you're going to, you have to be careful. Guys, we're not going to talk long about it. I just wanted to address the fact that they weren't her friends. I could have did it a whole lot of ways. I mean, when it came down to it, they did not fit the bill of the word friend. And she was down there with frenemies, people that pretend to be her friend that were actually her enemies. And her life was lost, and now her parents are, you know, struggling to find answers, and they will never get the whole story, because everybody at this point is trying to save themselves, and, you know, they're going to lie, they're going to do whatever they have to do, and Shanquilla's gone and can't come back at any rate. So, yeah. So I just want you guys to know that I hadn't forgot about this story, and that I was going to address it, and I was waiting on the investigation to close out, but it's still ongoing and it will probably be for a while. But today we had some disturbing news about DJ Twitch, and he was found in a hotel deceased, apparently and allegedly. He had committed a suicide, and he is a father and a husband, and now he's gone, and, you know, we know that he had co-produced the Ellen DeGeneres show, and after that was over, you know, it just seems like things changed for him. You know, financially, probably some. But he just seems so happy. And we will get into that story next time, because, you know, that's still out. Like, they don't have everything about it. They're still, you know, finding out new things. But the story is that he did take his own life. And my condolences to the family. And I send a prayer for him as well. Because if that be the case, it's really sad to be in a place where you feel like you have no other choices. Hope has always have to stay alive. Martin Luther King said that, keep hope alive. And then you can take it from there. You can have faith after that, and you can have prayer after that, and you can have, you know, belief after that. So guys, we are going to just say a little prayer on that behalf. Lord, we just thank you for peace of mind. We thank you for grace and mercy. We thank you for your son, Jesus. And we thank you just for being God and creating us in your image. Meaning that even though our physical bodies are not perfect, we know that spiritually we are just like you and have the ability to come and ask for forgiveness in your son, Jesus' name. We just want to thank you again, Lord, for being God. Amen. So guys, you know, I try to keep it at a minimum of 15, 20 minutes, and we're up on 17. So we want to go ahead and close out, and I want to say, you know, keep in mind your surroundings, keep in mind your people, places, and things that you keep close to you. It could go wrong, it could go left, and you could lose the most valuable thing you have, and that is your life. So guys, until next time.